The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the ones who feed on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whosoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
I am the living bread come down from heaven. Everyone who eats this bread will live forever. I went to a small Catholic college in Kansas, and my junior year in college, I was challenged by one of the Benedictine monks at this college to listen to a speaker talk about God and the church. I was reluctant, because I was in college, like, why would I want to do that? But at the end of the day, I found myself in the church listening to this priest. He was talking about the church's teaching on the Eucharist. I remember saying, "We do not believe that this is," or I remember him saying, excuse me, "We do not believe that this is just bread and wine blessed by Jesus. We believe that this is Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is not bread and wine. It is Jesus." And after that talk, I left the church changed. I left the church saying what the people were saying to Jesus in the gospel. "Give me this bread always. Give me this. This is what I want always." In the scriptures, in Matthew's gospel account of the Lord's Prayer, we read in English and we say it all the time, "Give us this day our daily bread." When you look at the Greek translation, though, of that scripture, it actually translates to, "Give us this day our super substantial bread." Can you imagine if we'd have been saying that all these years? "Give us this day our super substantial bread." Here is the gospel truth. Jesus is the new manna that comes to save the world. God gave Moses and the Israelites substantial heavenly bread, and it saved their lives. Jesus gives us super substantial bread, his literal flesh and blood, and it saves our souls. The Eucharist saves the world. What Jesus says to his disciples in this gospel is shocking. He's speaking literally, not in parables or in stories. He says, "I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever." and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And the people hear this and they get angry. If you read John chapter 6, they rise up against Jesus and they want to leave him. Remember what it says here in the gospel. They say to him, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus says again, "Unless you feed on me, you do not have life." Jesus is the new heavenly bread. Jesus is the eternal manna from heaven. Jesus is the supersubstantial bread, and he offers us his flesh and blood at this altar and every Catholic altar in the world. Why does he do this? Because if we want to live forever in the divine love of God, we must conform our lives to the Son of God. The Eucharist conforms our lives perfectly to his. It's why we need Jesus in the Eucharist, the source and summit of our life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb. Jesus is the supersubstantial bread come down from heaven. Jesus is the new and eternal covenant. And the Eucharist is an invitation into the peace of heaven. When we receive the Eucharist in faith, it is the closest we can be to heaven on earth. When you approach this altar to receive the Eucharist, it is the closest to heaven you can be on earth. "I am the living bread come down from heaven," Jesus says. "Everyone who eats this bread will live forever." Today we come to this altar once again, like we do every Sunday, after Sunday, after Sunday. But today I want to encourage you to not just come up routinely to the altar. Don't just come up and do the same thing you always do. Come up with a different intention, in a different mode. Come up with a thought and a prayer. Come to the altar, maybe with this prayer on your hearts and minds. And these are words given to us by St. Thomas Aquinas. "O hidden God, devoutly I adore you. You are truly within the forms that are before me. My heart bows down before you, and as I contemplate you, everything goes away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."